Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good to get a win. Great to do it at home in front of our fans. Again, great turnout. Beautiful day in Western New York. Couldn't ask for anything more. Glory to God for the weather, for the win, and all his blessings. And I thought the team really came together in the second half. We weren't really playing complimentary brand of football in the first half, and came out in the second half with a little more energy and attitude. And I thought that showed on the first drive for defense, first drive for offense. Still a lot to work on. It was good to see James, break the record that he did, the franchise record, and I'm happy for him. There's a lot of hard work that's gone into that, not just from him, but for all those around him and O-line and all those involved, Coach Cromer, all the offensive coaches, to the work that they put in there, Coach Brady as well, and Coach Gund. And then Cole Bishop getting his first NFL interception, great to see. He's worked hard, and he continues to grow every week. And I think that's it. So time is yours.
Coach, just going to talk about Cole Bishop in that play. How important, how impactful was that play? Kind of like Micah Hyde just a little bit. I kind of thought he was still out there, but just care to talk about his play.
Well, it was a huge play in the game. If you kind of really think about it big picture, due to the, they're getting the ball after half. They're down there inside of, whatever it was, 2-3 minutes to play, maybe less. And, they score before half potentially. They come out with the ball after half, and now you're talking about a potentially 14-point situation there. So big-time play, and it was, they ran a gadget there, and Cole did a great job sniffing it out.
What's your reaction to the penalties, just the number of them that you guys took?
Yeah, we own them, and we got to get them fixed. So, I'll take a hard look at them and make sure that, we're teaching the right things and we're executing the right things technique-wise. Mm-hmm. You can't beat yourself.
Operationally, with the timeouts, obviously you want all of them late. What went into those two moments when you had to kind of take those?
So, starting on, we burned, another timeout. I believe it was in the first half with the clock, the play clock running down. Can't do that. You need timeouts. They're, like I said before, they're gold at the end of the half, end of the game. And we got lucky, quite honestly. We didn't have to use them because we didn't have any left, at the end of the game there. It was substitution based. They did some no huddle. One in particular, the ball ended up on their sideline, which, when that happens, you're expecting to get someone stand over the ball. If the ball went out of bounds, in their coaching box, in the player's box there. So, anyway, but regardless, we've got to do a better job of with our substitutions and managing those substitutions accordingly.
Hey, Sean, that situation was 21-19. You're at midfield. You had 2nd and 4, and James comes off the field, and you go run to Ray, run to Ty, and then the little flip. I mean, in that situation, thinking back, would you rather have James Cook on the field for one of those?
Well, we got to go back and look at it. Obviously, it wasn't good enough, so we'll go back and evaluate that.
Coach, how important was gap integrity coming out in that second half? It seems like they were running a lot of multiple sets, some motions and shifts, trying to get you off of your keys there. So what would you tell those guys at halftime, the importance of gap integrity?
Yeah, well, we start every week with that, the importance of doing your 111th, doing your job. I thought overall, you know, they came out trying to run the football on us and keep the game, you know, let's call it close, and they did a good job of that. And you know, I thought we did a better job in the second half in some situations, but everything starts with gap integrity in the run game and doing your job, and then tackling. I didn't think we could have tackled better than we did. So we go back and look at that as well and evaluate and try and grow from it. I think that's the important piece. Third downs were way better this go around, so that's a step in the right direction. And then closing the game out defensively was good to see us be able to get there with our front four, and the rush and coverage work together there. So there's a lot of, you know, there's enough signs of growth, but there's on the other side of that, there's plenty of signs that we've got a lot more work to do. But Sean, I'm happy. I'll celebrate the win, that's for sure.
Yeah. Saw Dorian Strong come in a few series for Tre'Davious White. What went through that decision?
Yeah, just, you know, looking at a young player and giving him some experience and some valuable reps. And, you know, it wasn't anything Trey didn't do. That was the plan going into the game.
Sean, the decision to not have Codrington active, what went into that? And who you used on the returns, what went into that?
Similar, just looking at, you know, different players, seeing how the roster, you know, the game day roster looks with different players up, different players down. With the goal of making sure we have our best guys out there, you know, as we head down the road here.
Walker and Phillips, that tandem, you know, how impressive were you to see those two guys out there at the same time?
Yeah, two big guys. It was good to have Jordan up for this game, and you know, he brings some things. He brings an edge to our defense. He loves to play, plays with an edge.
Sean, your 90th win. How does it, when you're, especially a tough game like today, how does that feel to hit that?
Yeah.
Continuing to move up the win totals and the overall.
Yeah, what a blessing. I mean, what a blessing. It got a great staff around me through the years, you know, really good, great players around me, and you can't do this job by yourself. And extremely grateful. Grateful to God, grateful for all those who have helped me over the years. And like I said, it's a true team effort. So trust me, I wasn't thinking about trying to get 90 during the game. That was a hard game, and we knew it was going to be tough. They're all tough. So, but I'm extremely grateful and grateful to the fans too, because a lot of those wins have happened at home. So they played a big part in it.
Coach, you're putting up 30 points, and you, like you just mentioned, you know, there's room for growth, and you're hitting your stride. How scary could this team really be when things really can start to click and come this season?
Well, we'll see. I don't think we really know, Mookie, yet. We'll see. You know, it's a week-to-week league. You know, it's a hard league to win. So you celebrate every win, and you learn. You learn from the wins. You learn from the ones that don't work out the way that you hope they work out. But right, Vic? Yeah. You've been in this league a long time, a lot of you guys, right? And it's not easy. Right. It's not easy, so it's good to get a 1 o'clock home win and a beautiful Sunday afternoon. And I'm going to go home and watch somebody else sweat it out a little bit here. So.
What was your reaction to Josh
on that final scoring drive at the throw to Dalton? Obviously, the run beforehand.
Yeah, the will to win. You know, at halftime, I could tell he just had that look in his eye, and he's just got an incredible will to win and spirit about him, and I love it. I absolutely love it. And when he made that scramble run, I think, on one of those drives, and he just, you know, when he raises his level of play, it's like, okay, boys, they raised their level of play, and they knew what time it was. And again, I should have credited when I started, the second half running game was legit. It really was. Coach Cromer, Coach Gunn, Joe calling those, dialing them up, and the O-line, all involved in the running game, did a phenomenal job. I think in the first half we had close to 60 yards, and to end with 165 is very impressive. That adjustment, and I thought the staff overall did a great job of communicating and making the adjustments we had to make to pull the game out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney+ and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.